It's hard for us to wait on God's timing. And this is especially true when it comes to our loved ones. We so often struggle to accept God's guidance. Monica, mother of famous theologian Augustine, waited and prayed for 17 years for her son to become a Christian. Monica was born in the year 332 AD. It is assumed she was born in Thagaste, present-day Algeria. When she was about 22 years of age, she was married to a city's magistrate. Her husband, Patrick, came from a good family, but lived as a pagan and was often unfaithful to Monica. There was a constant tension in their relationship. However, Monica, a firm Christian, never gave up on their relationship. Like a tree firmly planted in her convictions, Monica persisted in her prayer for Patrick. And God worked through her to convert her husband just before his death. Her relationship with her oldest son, Augustine, was not much different. He also resisted her encouragement for faith and rejected every Christian idea that Monica had raised him with. He lived with and had a son with a woman he hadn't married. He also joined another religion, Manichaeism, a Persian religion that labels the spiritual world good and the material world evil. How disappointing this must have been for Monica, to see her son fall so far away from the faith. Even Eli, a priest from 1 Samuel, who loved God and mentored the prophet Samuel, did not lead his straying sons back to God. But like we saw before with her husband, Monica's faith persevered also with her son. Monica prayed and fasted, crying out to the Lord to save her child. And the Lord encouraged her with dreams and advice from church leaders. Once, after begging a bishop to speak to her son, he encouraged her by saying, "The son of so many tears cannot perish," meaning God would not turn away from her son while she mourned his lack of faith with such severity. Years passed, with no sign of repentance from Augustine. He was stuck in his worldly lifestyle. But Monica persevered. She followed him to Milan, living with him and encouraging him to choose the Christian path. And as much as Augustine tried to run away from the faith, Monica never stopped praying for him. In around 338, after 17 years of prayer, Monica's tears finally produced the fruit that she had longed for. Through a simple message of a voice in a garden, Augustine was prompted to pick up and read. And he did. He picked up Romans and immediately and profoundly realized his needs for God's grace. Augustine then went on to become one of the greatest heroes in church history. He wrote important works combating heresy and promoting orthodoxy. He set up a monastery and became the Bishop of Hippo. In his work as a spiritual leader, he was a faithful shepherd, saving slaves, orphans, the prisoners, and the poor from lives of destitution. But this speech isn't about Augustine. It's about the woman who led him to these great achievements. In one of Augustine's most famous works, Confessions, he acknowledges that without the prayer and example of his mother Monica, he would have been lost. He never would have turned from his previous lifestyle to a Christian one. About a year after his conversion, Monica told her son, "I have no further hopes in this world. I did have one reason for wanting to live a little longer, to see you become a Christian before I died." About 5 days later, she was taken ill by fever, which led to her death. Monica passed away on November 13th, 387, surrounded by her sons, grandson, and lifelong friends. In the years following her death, and even today, Monica is an example to parents who struggle with straying children. These parents can see her consistent prayers and take heart. Like Abraham, who, despite all appearances, believed God's promise of descendants, Monica never stopped trusting that God would save her son. And in both cases, God prevailed for his people. Now, some of us might find it difficult to relate to Monica. Not all of us are parents or face the particular challenges that she did. But in reality, her story speaks to each one of us in another way. She was average. She did not perform signs and wonders. She was not part of the events of world history or the rise and fall of empires. But she was still a child of God, and she became an instrument of God in the life of her son, who then went on to impact the course of Christian history. We also possess the potential to have such an impact in our evangelism. How can we live like Monica, prayerful and persistent? When hearing about Monica, we don't know much about her other personal struggles. Instead, we hear her consistent prayers and her trust in God's plan for her son. And we see her desperate longing to see the fulfillment of that plan. What a powerful legacy to leave. Shouldn't that be our goal as well? To focus on prayer and patiently trust in God's plan. We can imagine how thankful Monica was when her son converted. But if only she had lived a few decades longer, she would have been by her son's side as he led his church and became bishop. She would have impacted him and encouraged him as he wrote foundational books. As we remember and honor Monica tonight, think of Psalm 40, verse 1, which says, "I patiently waited for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry." Keep in mind that we have the same God, the same access to him through Christ, and the same ability to cry out to him, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Thank you.